It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante with my good buddy Andrew P. Shea. We've been together all week. Haven't gotten tired of me yet, have you?
Nope, we're good. We're good. We're going to finish strong. Got a couple more segments to go.
Quarter number three, which means it's Ask Andy. And Ask Andy is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. And 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces their tailgate wines, like the great sauces and rubs. I don't have to tell you that, right, Andy? You're going to enjoy their wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for any of the fans of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, there's actually a blueberry wine, Sapphire Blue. They also have a Pinot Grigio, which they call the 1855. And just go to tailgatewine.com. You'll find all of their PA preferred wines. Do yourself a favor, tailgatewine.com. Andy, this is where you really step into the big chair, replacing Ross for Ask Andy. Before we get started with our questions, we got an interesting email this morning from one of our avid listeners, Mark from Fredericksburg, or Frederick.
Frederick, Maryland.
And it seems like he agrees with you, Andy, from a topic we talked about earlier in the week.
Yeah, earlier in the week we were talking about college football playoffs, and the thing we like about college football, and you think there should be an 18 playoff. I like the fact that there is a playoff because I never thought I would see it in my lifetime. I prefer the 16 playoff, and Mark agrees. He said, first of all, let me thank you guys for the podcast. He normally submits his questions to the KSN app, but he says he agrees with me. He attached some examples. I want to go over one real quick that he thinks a 16 playoff is the best of both worlds. My argument is it's the Big Ten's bugaboo and issue right now. The last two seasons in the college football playoff, their conference champion has not made it to the college football playoff. That would be Penn State in 2016, Ohio State in 2017. They were not part of the college football playoffs. Yes, I know. College Football Playoff Committee chose Ohio State in 16. I like a 16 playoff. I think you reward the five Power Five conference teams with their conference champion getting an automatic berth in. The playoff committee still has to choose that one at-large team. Yes, seven's not going to be happy every year, but right now five is not happy every year, so you're always going to have somebody unhappy. But I still think it inherently puts a lot of onus on the college football playoff committee to seed these teams one through six. So then you have to choose who gets the first bye. So I think it's the best of both worlds. Mark, I agree with you. I think in 2016, Penn State would have been in. I think Ohio State would have been in as well under that scenario as the wild card team. And I think the Big Ten doesn't have this problem.
Well, what I like about it is if you go six teams and make the five conference champions automatic entries.
Regular season matters.
Win your championship, you're in.
Let's
move on to our regular questions. Thank you, Mark, for that contribution.
You're not going
to
win the tailgate box this week, Mark. You've already won. Sorry. All right. We're going to pick another one.
Questions. Jerry from Arlington, Texas. If you were an 18-year-old five-star dual-threat quarterback, Andy, which head coach would you pick to play for? James, Urban, or Mr. Harbaugh?
Me, personally, if I was a five-star quarterback, I would not play for Harbaugh right off the bat. I don't think, even though he is a quarterback whisperer, that's one of his nomenclatures, I don't think he puts people first above himself. I think James puts his players above himself a lot. I like Urban, but I don't think Urban's offense is good for quarterback development. I haven't seen quarterback development at any time. For he finds a quarterback that runs a system that suits him, and he just builds a machine. So if I'm a quarterback and I want to develop, unless I really love Urban, I'm not going to Ohio State unless I'm from Ohio. So my answer would be James Franklin, because I know that opportunity will be there, And I know that development will happen. And I'm not saying that as a Penn State homer, because you know, Jim, I am certainly not.
No,
but
you
I
are
think
not.
From my affection for the quarterback position and what James has done at Penn State with it, I think that's a no-brainer. It's
you Penn have State. Any eligibility left, Andrew?
I do not.
Okay, well.
Not at 50-something years old.
Okay. Next, let's go to Jeremy in Pittsburgh. He says, all-knowing Ross. I'll say all-knowing Andy.
No, it's all-knowing Ross. He's the boss.
With Journey Brown packing on some extra pounds, would he be the next man up should Sanders need a blow? I know they have Slade coming in and Allen as well. Thank you. I think it's a good question because
I do.
Depth, I'm thinking even if Sanders, how about an injury to Sanders? Who's going to take over?
Journey Brown is when I think Journey Brown in development and will be a legitimate option at the running back position will be 19 as a maybe. He falls under my radar in 2020 as being a legitimate option. I think right now, if you're looking at it, if something happens to Miles Sanders, I think you're looking at Mark Allen. I really do. I think you have to trust the running back position in terms of being able to know what he's going to do. Don't forget, blocking matters in Penn State's offense for the running back position. That's very important. I think Mark Allen's a pretty good blocker. He's no Saquon, but nobody is. I think Ricky Slade is used in interesting packages if he proves himself to be big and strong enough and capable of handling the load. I would go to Mark Allen over Ricky Slade first, and I don't think Journey Brown is anything but an emergency back this year.
I think one of the things we've been spoiled with and forgotten about Saquon is how healthy he was, how durable he was.
Mike Gesicki, Saquon Barkley, Trace McSorley. Last 2 years, every single game.
Hope we won't have to find out. All right, and that's where possibly losing Andre Robinson
is an issue. I like Mark Allen, though. I like Mark Allen as a solid number two.
All right. Let's move on. Chad from Kansas City. Which true freshman will leave the greatest legacy at Penn State, Justin Shorter or Micah Parsons?
Okay, so it depends on what your definition of legacy is. I think overall, from a fan, player, and on-the-field perspective, Micah Parsons is a huge personality. So he has the greater potential to leave some kind of legacy. He's like LeVar in terms of a personality. He's a very large personality. Justin Shorter is just a pure football stud. He is a stud as a football player. So it depends on your definition of legacy. I think overall impact across many platforms, I would give it to Micah Parsons. I think the better pure impact football player for what you measure as impact and can be measured and seen on a week-to-week basis, I think in the long run it might be Justin Shorter. How's that for couching an answer? I went to both sides of the aisle. But
yes, you did.
I think, you know, Micah's a huge personality. He's a huge personality. He touches the fans. He's active on social media. He's just that guy. Justin kind of is not, but dude, Justin is such a stud football player. It's almost crazy ridiculous.
How about we call it a tie?
We can call it a tie.
All right. Next up, David in Lancaster. Who do you think we aren't hearing much about right now, but could end up playing a pivotal role by the end of the season?
I have. Can I give you two candidates, or is it
yes.
one? I nope. can give you two.
Special.
They're going on. I'm going on both sides. I'm going on the same side of the ball. Are you ready? I'm going Tariq Castro Fields as my number one, and my 1A is going to be Lamont Wade. I think with some development as a player, and let's be realistic, Lamont Wade is switching positions, but there is a talent and a certain way that he can be used that can be astronomically beneficial for Penn State. And I think they're finding that role for him. I think Lamont Wade, you're not hearing a lot about Lamont Wade, are you?
No, we are. We heard so much last year, and that happens.
That has to happen.
I'm going to throw one out that we talked about earlier. How about Jan Johnson?
Yeah, I think he's flying a little more onto the radar. The one guy that you know about, I'll give you a kind of side answer. The one guy you know about that I think is going to be a monster this year is Kevin Givens.
That's a good call.
That's a name you know. and a name you're familiar with, but I just think he's going to be a monster this year for Penn State.
I think that's another good call. All right, Lee from Annandale, Virginia. The NCAA changed the rule on fair catching the kickoff inside the 25-yard line, allow the ball to be placed on the 25. How do you see this rule change affecting the way teams approach kicking off and returning kicks, or will we see little change?
I do think you're going to see change. I think James a little bit was ahead of the learning curve. Remember, he was doing angling kicking in order to sort of protect guys and create a difficulty because it was they couldn't bring the ball out to the 25. Well, that kind of is going to go away now. That really isn't a weapon anymore, right? They could if you angle kick and they catch it at the 2-yard line in the corner, it comes out to the 25. You don't gain anything. So I think strategy-wise in kickoffs, as well as what they're doing this for, is trying to protect the bodies, and I get it. I think the sort of weapon that James employed with the angle kicking, they're going to have to come up with a new strategy. That's my thought. And I think it will change. I think it'll change a little bit because I think you'll see teams just conceding and taking the ball at the 25. There's not a great value proposition in the return game anymore.
It takes away the effect of the kicking game.
Yeah, especially putting a guy like Barkley back there. That was crazy fun last year.
Yes, it definitely was. Well, again, if he wants to return it though.
Yes.
All right. Kyle from State College. There's been a lot of discussion this summer surrounding the new red shirt rule. Do you anticipate, one of my favorite expressions, unintended consequences stemming from the rule change? Will coaches fear players essentially quitting after 4 games to preserve their eligibility and then seek a transfer? This just sounds like an offshoot from our discussion when we brought up Jalen Hurts, who, in effect, could play 4 games for Alabama,
right,
graduate, and transfer, and still have 2 years eligibility left.
If you have any player telling you what they are going to do in terms of playing time to protect their eligibility for them, then you're best served by letting that player serve their own self-interest and letting them go. That's just, if Jalen Hurts wants to do that, and I'm not saying he will because he's a really good kid, if he broaches that discussion with Nick Saban in Alabama, Nick Saban should let him go. You should just let him go because he does not want to be there. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get to dictate your playing time based on your future eligibility. That is something that I think is dangerous. But I think an unintended consequence of the 4-player rule is, or the 4-game rule is, when do you use them? Not that, if, but when.
We are going to have a segment on that in the future. I know that. Anyway, do you have a favorite question? Do you have a winner?
I like the guy. Was it Pittsburgh? Was there a guy from Pittsburgh?
The Journey Brown question.
That
for
was
the
a
backup.
Good one.
Jeremy from Pittsburgh, you are our winner. That's it for quarter number 3. Stay tuned for Q4.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.